We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, this is Alvin A. Craig, and we welcome you. If you're going to be a Christian, you must be an overcomer. And that's why the Lord has provided us an armor so that we can fight the enemy and be victorious. Having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, the blessed breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit. By God's grace, we can be an overcomer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. Wherever our broadcast service is reaching, whoever might be listening, we ask the blessings of God to be upon them, for we know that you are no respecter of persons in whatever nation. Those who love you and serve you are accepted of thee. So bless our congregation and bless this broadcast to their hearts. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
From God's heaven to a manger, from great riches to the poor, came the Holy Son of God, a little child. From the azure halls of heaven to a lowly manger saw, Jesus came and here he gave his life for all. Redeeming love, a love that knows no limits. Redeeming love, a love that never dies. My soul shall sing.
Today are entitled Pursue, and I'll use 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 11 as our text. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and pursue after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Paul gives us some very good advice, and I would suggest that we take heed to what he has written. But first, let us look at verses 9 and 10 as to what we are to flee from. And I will read those verses, 9 and 10, but they that will be rich fall into temptations and snares, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have seared or have erred from the way, or from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. The pursuit of material things to the neglect of the spiritual has caused many a Christian to make shipwreck. Man of God, flee these things. Goodbye, O world, I am through, some hymn writer wrote. Set your affection on things above, So the Apostle Paul wrote in Colossians 3:1, "If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set not your affections on the things of this earth." Paul speaks of a number of things that we are to pursue after, and I would like for you to look with me at some of these. First of all, righteousness. "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." A small portion of what we call the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." It is said of the heart, and I speak of the heart of the dear family, that it will run and run and keep on running until it finds water. And so Jesus says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." So we must seek righteousness. It is not something that comes automatically. It is something that we must seek. It's something that we must put forth an effort. We must hunger and thirst after. And the promise is that if we will do that, we shall be filled. Now, God has given us some promises to the righteous, and I'd like to call your attention to some of them. "The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles." Psalm 34:17. Isn't that a precious promise? And does that not make righteousness worth seeking after? "There the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles." "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." Psalm 55:22. Another promise that makes righteousness worth seeking after. And of course, there are many things that makes righteousness worthy and deserving of our seeking after. "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." James 5:16. "He that followeth or pursueth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor." Proverbs 21:21. "He that followeth or pursueth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor." "This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." And that beautiful Psalm 23, part of verse 3 says, "He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." If you are led by the Lord, you will be led in the paths of righteousness. The Lord will never lead you wrong. The Lord will never lead you into evil. Anytime a suggestion comes to you that is evil, that is wrong, you know that it came from Satan and not from the Lord. "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And if we live after the flesh, we're going to die. But if we live after the Spirit, we shall live. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness." And the next thing that I want to call your attention to here in our text today is godliness. "But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. We see people jogging and walking for their health, and Paul didn't say there was anything wrong with that, and he didn't say there wasn't any profit in it, but he did say bodily exercise profiteth little. But godliness is profitable unto all things, yes, profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come, eternal life, if we follow after godliness. Godliness will lead us to that eternal home that Christ has gone to prepare for those who love him. We read, "Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we must say, may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear." Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 28. "Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom," thank God, not a kingdom of 1,000 years, no, an eternal kingdom, an everlasting kingdom, the kingdom that Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar about, as recorded in Daniel chapter 2 and verse 44. "This kingdom will stand forever. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear." And then Paul's writings to Titus, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." And then the next thing that Paul mentions here in our text from 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 11 is faith. Jesus said unto the disciples, "Have faith in God. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." Mark chapter 11, verse 22 and 24. Jesus and his disciples were coming across the Mount of Olives there one day, and Jesus spoke to a fig tree that it should dry up. The next day, they were coming across the Mount of Olives, headed for Jerusalem again, and Peter saw that tree withered up from the roots, and he marveled at it, and he called his attention to the Master about how this tree had dried up so quickly. And Jesus said, "Have faith in God." If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say unto this mountain, "Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea," and if you doubt not in your heart, it'll be done. Or if you say to this tree, "Be thou plucked up and be thou cast into the sea," if you doubt not, it shall be done. Now, a lot of times we emphasize the smallness of the mustard seed, but I think we are emphasizing the wrong thing when we emphasize the size. I understand that a mustard seed will not mix with any other seed. So what we really need to get out of this is that unmixed faith, not mixed with doubts. James said, "If a man doubts, he's like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed." So Jesus said, if we had that faith that's not mixed with doubt, then we're going to receive that which we desire. For he said in this scripture that I have referred to, "Have faith in God, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." Again, that's Mark 11, verses 22 and 24. And we're told in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7 by the Apostle Paul, "The just shall live by faith." But we read back in the book of Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4, where Habakkuk makes it more personal. For he says there, and that's where Paul quoted it from, Habakkuk 2:4, the just shall live by his faith. And we must do that. We must have individual faith. Our father cannot live the Christian life for us. Our mother cannot live the Christian life for us. Our pastor cannot live the Christian life for us. No, the just shall live by his faith. For we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Above all, taking the shield of faith, whereby you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. That's a part of the armor that Paul told us to put on, as recorded in Ephesians chapter 6. Above all, he puts the stress, the greatest stress, on the shield of faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And do not overlook the fact that Satan has many fiery darts that he fires at us. Doubts, other things, temptations of other kinds. But if we will take the shield of faith, Paul says, we'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, the Apostle Paul refers to love in the next statement in this passage of Scripture. And I'd like to read some verses from 1 Corinthians 13, what we call the love chapter. And I'll start with verse 5. Doth not behave itself unseemly, talking about what love will do for us, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity or love never faileth. But where there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be languages, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. Now and now abideth faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Follow after love and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you prophesy. And so Paul says faith or love is ahead of faith and above hope. And now abideth faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Then Paul mentions patience. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 36. And then Paul mentions meekness. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. Psalm 25:9. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Psalm 149:4. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. James 1:21-22. So the Apostle Paul has given us some wonderful counsel and wonderful advice here in 1 Timothy 6:11. And I'll close with verse 12. Paul follows our text with these words: fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing the thoughts and scriptures that we have brought forth today. We trust the Holy Spirit has accompanied them and made them a blessing to our precious congregation. For this we ask in Jesus' name, amen. If our broadcast is a blessing to you, as we have said many times, it would be a blessing and an encouragement to us if you would let us know. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You may read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage. You may also listen to past broadcasts if you have missed any. And our address, www.wayoftruth.org. You may also join us in our services Sunday morning. Our morning worship service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service begins at 6, and that's Eastern time, of course. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today. We invite you to tune in the station next week, when again, the Lord willing, we'll be bringing you another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest in and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
Come just as you are to the Savior of men. He waits to be gracious today. He calls you in mercy again and again. He never turns any away. Turns any of